soundscapes and sonics and strange discordant little things.
Just listen.
You're listening to a song and you get chills.
Can you see sounds?
You're listening to a song and you get chills.
Chromesthesia.
Open your ears.
Just listen.
You know, soundscapes and sonics and...
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Chromesthesia Podcast. My name is Eric. Thank you so much for the download, stream, subscription, however you're listening. Just appreciate the ears, man. If this is your first time tuning in, this is a podcast where I pick a few songs at random that I've never heard before, and I review the song after my first listen in a live kind of format there. Why do I do that? Well, I believe there's something special about a first time listening to a song and the way it hits your ears. Especially if it's a good song, it can evoke a feeling out of you. And I love talking about music, and I hope to broaden my own musical horizons. Yeah, you heard that right. I'm admittedly a little bit of a music snob, and I'm actively working on changing that. And this is part of the rehabilitation, you know? Always been the kind of guy that, you know, would have a certain, style of music, a certain taste, and if something didn't fit it, I'd even give it a second chance. And I think a lot of people kind of do that, and I don't want to miss out on some good music just based on a preconceived criteria that I think that music can fit. So this is part of that. So in saying that, every week I pick a different type of genre for each song. Usually it goes along the terms of pop, rap. We'll do a country song and a rock song. That might change as we go. These are picked at random. They're usually newer songs. Something that's just hopefully hitting the airwaves and the radio, so you may have heard it before. So this might actually be a case where you have a leg up on me. You've heard the song before. You are familiar with the song. You know the sing-along, but it'll be the first time that I hear it. And that way I can give my honest reactions, you know, how the song hits you. Do generally try to stay positive, because... music is, it's an art form. It's subjective. So even if it's not my forte or something I typically don't really like, you gotta kind of keep an open mind about what people actually do like. And what I try to say is, you know, even if I don't like it, I try to see empathetically what other people might do to connect with the music, because obviously if I'm hearing these songs through Spotify or Pandora or Amazon Music, then it's popular enough that other people do enjoy it. So that's what I try to look at. You know, I think even back in the olden days, people were listening to Bach or Mozart and saying, well, that guy's a hack. So, you know, not everybody's gonna like everything. So like I said, music's subjective. It's an art form. So, you know, getting a fresh perspective on things and keeping an open mind is the best way to go about it. So this week, got a couple bangers, I think, as the kids like to say. First and foremost, we have a Taylor Swift song. So it's really surprising that I've never heard that before. It's called You Need to Calm Down, which sounds like it's gonna be a trip. Song by Garth Brooks called Dive Bar, which I believe is featuring somebody else. I will clarify that when I get into it. Song called Tap by Nave featuring Meek Mill will be our rapper hip hop section. And then a song called Wonderful Life by Bring Me the Horizon will fill out the rock and metal section this week. And then we do have the wild card segment, which I always look forward to. This week is brought to us by a friend of mine, a request from social media. Her name is Sade, and she stated that I should listen to an artist called Fink, and the song is called Green and Blue, so that'll be at the end segment, so make sure you stick around for that. All right, so now we've got introductions out of the way, let's get going. All right, so first up this week, we have Taylor Swift with her song, You Need to Calm Down. Okay. Now, everybody knows Taylor Swift. I don't need to explain who she is. America's sweetheart, I think the closest thing that we have to it at this point. Though I have heard that a little bit of controversy with this song in particular, or the video for it, which, again, not familiar with it. Is reading up and doing a little bit of research. It does have some controversy surrounding the LGBTQ-friendly messages in the video and in the song. So, you know, I think, you know, we're going to stay away from politics and those types of issues. But to be honest with you, I think the honest opinion is probably people should just kind of calm down with it. It's a song. It's music. Again, you know, people have been using music for, you know, political messages since forever. So, you know, if you don't agree with somebody's political message, you know, you can use your platform to voice your own opinion. And if you think that your opinion's not reaching as many people as this person, well, then I guess that's your own fault for not having as big of a platform. And maybe a lot of people don't agree with your opinions. So, again, you know, I'm not really familiar with what's going on with this. I will be able to speak to it in a moment after I listen to the song for the first time. But I'm going to try to focus on the song itself. That being said, little bit of questions from listeners from last week's episode. Biggest question right out of the gate is why the song is not played over the podcast. It's very simple. Unfortunately, copyrights are such that you cannot play any type of music over the podcast itself. It'll get taken down. I've heard other podcasts playing parts of songs and things like that, and I just want to take a stance of not playing anything at all, only because I don't want to get into a situation where they crack down in a year or 2 years from now and I have to re-record or take down old episodes and re-upload everything. That sounds like a lot of hassle and headache. So yeah, it's a little bit of homework. If you've never heard the song and you want to get into the song and know a little bit about it before we review it, you have to listen to the song. If not, you're just listening to my sweet and sultry voice, then you're weird, and maybe you can listen to the song afterwards. I don't know, but I'm not going to play any songs over. But yeah, let's not get off topic here. So this song is You Need to Calm Down by Taylor Swift, second song off her upcoming album, Lover. So I'll be right back to give my opinion. Yo, that part was cool. So that was Taylor Swift with You Need to Calm Down. T-Sweezy, it's another hit. I mean, come on. I think she's a hit maker or whoever writes her music. I didn't really look at who wrote the song. I think there's a little bit of a... I don't know if Taylor Swift writes her own music at this point or if she has ghostwriters or what's going on, but definitely if she does, that is some sort of talent there of always writing a song that I just, it's all over the radio, I'm sure. I don't listen to pop radio normally, but it's got to be all over the radio. And another thing, I think a couple of weeks ago, she released another song with the lead singer of Panic at the Disco called Me, and I don't think that blew up as much as they thought, or maybe, again, I'm ignorant and naive, but I remember hearing it as a Panic at the Disco fan myself, and then it kind of fizzled. But I don't see this one fizzling, because this was good. This was fun. It kind of opens with a synthy type of bass groove. Very, very simple, which is, I love the simple charm of that some musicians kind of go to now when we have... Even somebody that just records on their own has access to so many big things and all these different tech-laden resources that they can use. And sometimes you go simple and it just works. So this is just strictly like a bass groove on a bassy type of synth and drums with snapping. And it's really kind of cool. Definitely get the vibe that the lyrics are about being attacked at the beginning, which I don't know if it's just me, and again, just hearing the singles and her more popular songs, but it seems like Taylor Swift has a knack for writing songs about being attacked. That rhymed. But poor girl, you know. Being a celebrity is probably a really difficult thing, especially in 2019 with people talking about you everywhere and everybody kind of has a voice, so that's what's going on. Music-wise, I dug the really cool harmonies at the beginning of the chorus, where it kind of builds up into the chorus, and I really like the big drums. If you know anything about me, I kind of like the idea of multiple drummers. I always try to think of ways to incorporate that in music whenever I'm in a band. And I know this is a weird comparison that nobody else is going to expect, but it's almost like a Slipknot type of thing where you got, you know, the main drummer, and then you've got other drummers coming in with bigger sounds like timpani and things like that. So that's kind of a cool little touch to the song. You know, anything where you take what's expected and kind of turn it on its head or kind of enhance it by adding in different elements. So like having a bigger set of drums behind the electronic drums is a really cool touch. So I got the vibe of all the LGBTQ matters. Definitely in the video, I caught some of it. I was mostly trying to listen, but a lot of lyrics seem to be about that, which, you know, I don't see the problem with it at all, especially when you feel passionately about something. It's your opinion. You're the songwriter. You're the one that's putting it out. If people have a problem with it, they want to voice their opinions right back, they can do it. And if they have a big enough platform and they feel confident enough in their message, then put it out there. I don't know why anybody would have a problem with this type of message, because it's just about being like calming down and not coming out against people who are different than you. And if you're against that and you want to write a song that's about that, then I mean, good luck, because I don't think it's gonna get much traction, but that's just me. But yeah, good song. I mean, you know, there's not much that I can really add to the Taylor Swift. I'm not going to sell you Taylor Swift. I mean, everybody knows her. Everybody loves her. This is very similar to, like, her We Are Never Gonna Get Back Together song. I have a question, though. Wasn't Taylor Swift, like, a country girl coming up? It was really odd that her style has changed so much since then. And the rise in popularity of actual country, there is not a single, like, reference that I could hear in this song or any of her songs recently that are country. And it's weird because you have, like, bands like Rascal Flatts, Luke Bryan, you know, all those, Jake Owen, I'm throwing a name out there. Just pick two names, two first names, and say them, and that's usually a country singer. But they all kind of are really, really popular, and it's really taken its own genre and brought it to the forefront in mainstream, and Taylor Swift decided to drop all the country style. So that's a weird thing, but yeah. So that was a fun song. It was good to review with the video. The video is bright, got a lot of colors. I think there's an allusion to some sort of, as the kids say, beef between her and Katy Perry. And I guess maybe they squashed it. You squashed that beef. It's good. It's good to hear, girls. I'm happy for you that you guys could get through that, really. And yeah, so let's move on here. Up next, we got Garth Brooks with, oh my gosh, Blake Shelton. How could I forget that? I'm sorry, everybody. At the beginning, I introduced this song and said he may be teaming up with somebody on this song called Dive Bar. It is Blake Shelton. If you know anything about me, I know a little bit about dive bars myself. Worked in a couple dive bars, so this will be interesting. I mean, just based off the name, I don't think I'm going to get that emotional reaction to dive bar as much as I think. But again, you know, making preconceived notions about things is one misstep that I try not to make when it comes to music. But yeah, the song is called Dive Bar. I'm going to jump right in, and we'll be right back. All right, so Dive Bar by Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton. I gotta be honest with you guys, when I heard that song just now, I had to go look up online to see whether that is actually a new song. I swear I've heard it before, but I haven't. I have confirmed that it was released in June 2019, so it is definitely a new song, but as far as like a country song, I think it's like a template of what country songs should be and what works as a country song and where country music is at. It's got that country twang to it, but at the same time it's got those rockabilly guitars with that main riff where you're kind of hitting those, oh man, it's like a, it almost reminded me of that guy from American Idol, Scotty something. It's like that song he used to sing all the time. Oh shit, I'm not remembering. If you watched American Idol, you know the Scott guy that I'm talking about. But it almost made me think of that song, so I had to go look it up and make sure that I'm reviewing a new song. But it is, and it's really the type of music, the country music, where it's like, you know, turn your brain off, just have a good time. It really endears itself to somebody like that is just looking to kind of kick back. It's a song about, you know, getting lost and getting drunk, forgetting all your worries. It's not incredibly complex, but instead it's got those country guitar parts, and it's, you know, kind of fun, shortened to the point, right? It's like something like 2 minutes long. I didn't hear a whole lot of if there's a difference between Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton's voice. I didn't hear a lot of it, but it definitely brought, like, In the sense of, you know, what this show is about, like bringing music, bringing you to a different place or making you think of something mentally when you're listening to it and bringing emotion out of you. This and a lot of country music, which is over the years made me really like country music, is like good times, happiness. It's more than a lot of other types of music. I feel like country can do that. Makes you think of, like, this one made me think of being like on a boat in the middle of a lake with, you know, people just having a good time and kicking back and throwing beers back. But really, this song was pretty much, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. You know, these are like, you write a song, you put lyrics over it about, you know, having a good time and drinking some beers. And it's like I think there was a comedian who did kind of a parody of country music and talked about, was it pandering? And I really don't, you know, I don't think that's a negative aspect when, you know, you're, you know, it's an art form like we talked about before, but it's also kind of cathartic for some people to hear it and relate to it. And I think country music is one of the most relatable types of music for a lot of people. You know, I kicked and screamed in being friends with people and, you know, dating girls and being with my wife and like kind of like I'm too good for country music, you know, talking about being a music snob again, because it's almost like pop music where it's on the top, it's all glistening and there's not a whole lot of depth to it, doesn't demand your attention. And but I think there's something good about that. I think that's actually something charming or something endearing about not asking a lot and just kind of being what you are. And you have some killer musicianship on top of it, which country music, after seeing country musicians perform and things like that, it really opens your eyes to the, like, the discipline and the skill that they have without having to be like, you know, of a metal guitarist where it's 1,000 notes per second or things like that. It's really kind of you just kind of like in the pocket and knowing what you know, playing what you play and being damn good at it. And Garth Brooks Blake Shelton. I'm not disputing that. Those guys have been around probably before I was born, or at least before I even knew what music was. So, yeah. So Dive Bar, again, another banger. I think the theme of this week is probably gonna be monsters of your genre. Taylor Swift is definitely a monster of hers. Garth Brooks is probably the biggest monster when it comes to like country music. So, yeah. Now up next, this is actually gonna make me contradict myself because I've never heard of these people before. I've heard a little bit of Meek Mill, but this song is called Tap by, it's either Nav or Nave, NAV, featuring Meek Mill. So let's just jump right into that one because I know nothing about it. Whoa. Okay. So a lot to unpack there. I think this is the first time that I've ever listened to, I think it's trap music or like mumble rap with headphones on. And it was a trip. Guys, I fucking love this song. I'm sorry. It was so much going on mentally while I was going through this song because of the lyrics and because it was so short. I mean, it beats repetition, right? I mean, a lot of these rap songs that I hear, it's like a lot of repetition, and that's where it kind of gets old. And this song had, it started to get repetitious, and then as soon as like something looped twice, it was over and it faded out. And I was like, I'm listening to it on Amazon, so I know it's the full song. I'm pretty sure it's the full song. And it just kind of faded out, and I was like, that's it? So what just happened? My brain cannot comprehend. I went online to look at the lyrics. We're going to go through that in a minute, but, you know, musically, this one, it's typical, like, hip-hop, rap, again, the endearing thing. Where does it bring you? Mentally, this took me, you know, college days, dorm room, hanging out, a lot of smoke in the air. You know, can't see each other because there's so much smoke in the air, if you're getting my drift there. And it's just, you know, a lot of the vocal effect, the auto-tune vocal effect, which everybody hates auto-tune. I think not everybody hates auto-tune. A lot of people criticize auto-tune because people can't sing. Yes, you can use it for that, but I've heard of people who can sing using auto-tune, and my feelings on it is it's just another tool in the way that we create music these days. I've never used it because I don't know how. So that's another thing. You know, a lot of people say it doesn't take any talent. If it doesn't take any talent, then everybody should be able to use it. And not everybody does, but it's used sparingly. It's okay. You know, it's not egregious. So this one had a definitely like a, you know, I'm going to go through some of the lyrics here and find out my favorite because, kind of took me off guard. I'm pretty sure he said something about sticking some of your thumb in somebody's butthole. So that's new. I've never heard that before. Yeah, so went online and found some lyrics from this song. I'm just going to kind of go through and kind of tell you the story that I get from this song. Not necessarily maybe not what he was writing about, but lyrics go, you know, yeah, in a trap, hanging in places that you can't go. Glock 40, he got smoky, yeah, the Draco. First of all, in the beginning of the song, he tells you straight up, he got his beats from London. So clearly he's recording in London, or he's at least got his beats from there. You know, he's got a Glock 40, he got smoky, yeah, the Draco. Kind of lost there. I know he's got a gun. A thousand nights on that corner eating egg rolls. So clearly he's either in a Chinese neighborhood or he's at a place that serves egg rolls. So he's on that corner eating egg rolls. And then he sees bad bitch, Puerto Rican, looks like J-Lo. Whoa. So he's clearly attracted to this woman who looks like J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, if you're unclear. They tried to extort me. I ain't paying though. So somebody's now he's, you know, he's eating egg rolls, he's on the corner, he sees this hot chick, and now they're trying to take money from him. So he's having a rough night. And the only thing that he gave them was a halo. So now, eating egg rolls, seeing chicks on the corner. The people are trying to take money from him, and then he kills him. You know, a-hole, Uber on the way, ho. So now he's calling his Uber. So this night is already... He's already having quite the night. This sounds like an adventure in your 20s. I'm past it, but, you know, I've had a few nights like this, if I can be honest, you know. So he's got the Uber on the way home, and then this is my favorite. Fuck her from the back, put my thumb all in her a-hole. I mean, I don't even have to paint that picture. You got it. You know, I got bands for real, diamonds on me, they dance for real. So he's got a lot of jewelry on him, and he's showing it off. I'm sure he's showing it off. All these sticks and drums banging like we in a band for real. So now I think he's referencing the song. You know, he's back in the song. He's had a rough night. Now he's gonna go back. He's got his Uber. He's sticking thumbs in buttholes, and he's back at his crib, and he is now listening to songs just like me. I do that all the time. I mean, I don't stick so many thumbs in buttholes, but I listen to a lot of music. So I'm right here with him. He got cake. I stay humble. No, I'm the man for real. So, I mean, cake could be literal. He could be eating cake. It could be his birthday. So now we're talking, God, what a good birthday. You know, you're eating egg rolls. I think he picked up the chick that looked like J-Lo. I think that's what he's alluding to. But somebody tried to take money from him. Horrible. I mean, who hasn't been in that spot? Somebody's taking money from you, whether it be, you know, people asking you for money or straight up demanding money. So you got to give them a halo. You got to kill them. That's what you got to do. And then, all right, putting thumbs in buttholes, showing off your diamonds, listening to music, eating cake. He's got hitters. We don't rumble. Tell your mans to chill. So bear with me. So we got hitters. There's a thing that a lot of people smoke marijuana with. It's called a one-hitter. Might be that he's got that. He's telling these guys to chill. They don't want to fight. We don't rumble. Tell your mans to chill. So come on in. I've had a rough night. Been sticking my thumb in buttholes, eating egg rolls, killing people. Now you gotta come in, and we gotta hit some blunts and eat some cake. And then who's this man? Whose man's is this? Somebody come get this guy. Not going to say the word he uses. And all up in my section, Instagram and shit I be. So, all right. A lot to unpack here. It's a short song. Caught me off guard. I love it. I'm going to listen to it again. It's on my playlist. So, he's had a night. He went to the corner. He ate egg rolls. Saw this chick. He's like, dude, you look like J-Lo. I love you. Come back with me. Hang out. And then somebody came up and's like, give me your fucking money. And he's like, dude, I ain't giving you my money. And he fucking kills him. All right. And then he gets an Uber. So he calls up the Uber and he's like, you know, get me home. I got this chick now. I've got this J-Lo looking chick. He gets back to his house with her, and he's fucking her from behind, and he puts his thumb in her butthole. And I'm like, whew. All right. And then after that, you know, I don't know if the diamonds, and maybe the diamonds are just saying, you know, I've got diamonds, I wear them all the time anyway. Maybe that's why she's attracted to him. And then all these sticks, now he's back at his crib, and he's listening to music. Maybe the chick's still there. They're eating cake, and they're not fighting with people. And now they're Instagramming. It's a classic tale, folks. I think we got it there. I like the song. I think there's a good story behind it. No, a lot of metaphors. I think we've got a lot of straight storytelling there. So that was Tap by Nav and Meek Mill. All right. So our last song of the regular batch is by Bring Me the Horizon, and they have a new song out now. I believe there's a new album coming out, but I'll be able to confirm that after I hear the song, perhaps. But this new song is called Wonderful Life. As far as I know from Bring Me the Horizon, I believe this is the band I heard about a couple weeks ago where they've gone through quite a bit of a style change. I believe they're more straight ahead rock or metal before. I haven't really heard a lot of their stuff. I would have figured by now, with all the concerts that I've gone to around the area, that I would have caught them at least on one tour, but I haven't. So this is going to be a new one for me. I don't think I've really heard any other stuff other than, if they're the band that I'm thinking about, they pretty much have changed up their style to go quite a bit softer and poppier on this album. I'll be able to confirm that in a moment when I heard the song. So this is called Wonderful Life by Bring Me the Horizon. All right, so cool song. Actually was featuring Danny Filth, which is the lead singer of Cradle of Filth, lyricist of Cradle of Filth. So I don't know where he was in that song. Admittedly, I'm not too familiar with Cradle of Filth either. But that was a really cool song. It was not a poppy song as far as I'm concerned, or maybe too long-time faithful hardcore fans of Bring Me the Horizon that wasn't hard enough for them, or maybe a song came out before this that was more poppy. But this was more like metalcore, had an industrial vibe, especially during the guitar intro was kind of like a dirty punky thing, and he was singing over it, and it jumped into like this more, I don't know what the term would be, metalcore at this point. Along the lines of like Motionless and White, kind of a, I guess like an industrial type. I'm not really up on my genres or labels as far as metal is concerned right now. The guys that wear a lot of makeup, that's all I can really describe it as. But it was, I liked it. I mean, I know I just made jokes about the last song's lyrics. From what I've read on this song, I kind of pulled out my phone and was reading lyrics as I went along. These are actually pretty good lyrics. Talked a little bit about, like, the brain starts deteriorating at 27, so he's looking for more things to stimulate it. And then the chorus kind of jumps in with this lyrics about, you know, being on the edge of a knife, going out on, like, Saturday night and things like that. So, kind of deeper than I thought they would be, a little bit more clever in turn of phrase. Than I thought. It definitely hits hard. The intro, after the intro guitar riff, you kind of get that bob up and down type of metal riff that is really popular, especially recently in the mid to late 2010s, I guess we're in now. So it's not poppy. The drums had a cool filter that almost made it feel more industrial during the verses. And the chorus is just full on. You got the heavy guitars, you got a synth going on behind it. I'd have to look up to see whether or not there's actually a synth player in this band, or if they're going to be looping that in during, recording in live tracks, or live concerts, I should say. I love the punch of the chorus, and I gotta be honest with you, I think, I don't know if it breaks the rules of this podcast, I think I have heard this song before. Admittedly, being a fan of professional wrestling, I believe that either WWE or NXT has used this song for one of their pay-per-views, but to be fair, that means I've only heard it in the context of professional wrestling, which doesn't mean anything, and the chorus was probably the only thing that I've heard. The bridge was kind of cool. It had some cool clapping in it, which, you know, you go to a live show and it's going to get the crowd involved with your moshing and then your clapping and then your circle pits or whatever you got there. So I'm always down for that. That's killer drumming during the bridge too. It was short lived, but he started doing a lot of snare rolls and snare moves that kind of, like, whenever you go to a concert, and if you have never gone to a concert of a metal band, hard rock band, this day and age, at this point in 2019, do yourself and pick one, because they're the best concerts you can go to, I think. Every time I've gone to a concert of a different style, I've always kind of thought, I wish I was at a metal show right now. Just the way it hits you, you know. physically the music hits you. I know that's the hardest thing to imagine, but you know, you get the pound of the bass drum in your chest. I brought my wife to a concert a few years ago. She actually didn't like that part, but that's like my favorite part is when, you know, you hear music and it always comes in through your ears and you can feel it, you know, it's like we talk about on this podcast, but when you're able to physically feel music, that's kind of cool. And they always have theatrics at metal concerts and things like that. So those are always the best concerts to me to go to. It's a lot to watch. It's definitely the worth the price of admission if you can catch one of those festival shows where there's like four or three bands and you like two of them, even if you like one of them, you like the headliner, go to it. A few years ago, I brought my wife to a Korn show because Stone Sour was opening for them, and before them was like Skillet, and it was cool. Like, it's definitely worth the show. They play the songs pretty much as you hear them on the album, but like I said, the visuals, the punch of it kind of makes up for it. So Bring Me the Horizon, if they're, you know, if they're on another tour that I am interested in seeing, I'm not gonna scoff at that band. Based off this, I am gonna check out some more of their stuff. You know, songs like this, as far as, you know, mentally where it takes you and how it makes you feel, and like how it hits you, this type of thing, the first thing I thought of was, man, I want to go to a concert. I want to go to a concert this summer. Summer is the time for concerts. So yeah, that song, I mean, it was a lot. I used this term on the last song in a joking manner, but this song was a lot to unpack, as far as I think the focus was going to be on the lyrics, and from what I got from them, I dug it. So yeah, good song. All right, so cruising right along into the fun part of the podcast is the wild card, as it's been affectionately referred to. We actually have a request, I guess you could call it. I don't know if it was specifically supposed to be a request, but I had a friend of mine, Sade, mention an artist called Fink, which she likes, and she's mentioned a song called Green and Blue, so I'm going to do that one. And the cool thing about this is, you know, if you want to, you know, you want to hear my opinion on a song, or you like a song in particular and you'd like to hear it discussed a little bit, and you want to turn me on to new music, that's what this is about. So send an email to chromepodcast@hotmail.com. And I will try to get to him. This one kind of hopped in because Sade is a friend of mine. Admittedly, you know, this is a silly thing, but a lot of people judge other people by silly things. And in a way, I kind of judge, I don't want to say I judge people by music taste, because that'd be a silly thing, because I have a very eclectic music taste, and sometimes I don't want to be judged by it. I mean, we all have our junk food. I'm a closet fan of Hanson, I guess you could say. So that's an odd thing. So, but I'm excited about this song because I think Sade is somebody that I kind of look up to as a person. And I think she's a really driven person. And I really enjoy the time that I've got to spend with her. So I'm excited to see what she has as far as opinions on music. There's been a couple times where I've gone to concerts and she's kind of, you know, we work together and she walked up to my desk and she's like, "Are you going to see the Killers?" And I'm like, "Are you really going to see the Killers?" And I was like, "Yeah, I'm going to see the Killers." She's like, "I'm so jealous." So this is kind of, I'm sure I'm going to probably like this, but I like to be turned on to new music by people that I think are kind of intelligent. So yeah, so this song is going to be called, this song is by Fink, and it's called Green and Blue. I hope I'm getting that right. And let's do this. Yes. Hell yes. That song, that is why I'm doing that type of song right there, is the reason that I'm doing this podcast. It's one of those songs where you hear it and right away, like, visuals come in, you know, you start looking, you start seeing it, you close your eyes, you're like, what am I, you know, where is this song taking me? It's not just a song to listen to, you know, you're not you know, where you come in with kind of like the Nav song that we did, you know, kind of, it gives you visuals, I guess, but this, and it's more like telling you a story. Well, this song is more, you know, you start seeing colors, it's more vibey. You know, the music that I love is that, you know, almost like, in a way, like a Tool song, or like, you know, in some Silverchair songs where they start getting to you in the most, you know, the headspace that you're in. You know, this song immediately I started like, okay, visually I'm flying at night. I mean, that's the best way I can describe it. I really like it. Really, really do. It starts off with kind of like a chill acoustic guitar, very, it's airy. And there's kind of a, it's more relaxed in the first verse, and the way he's singing and the brushes going on the snare drum and really cool harmonies. And then you build to a chorus and there's a lot of vocal layers, and that's really cool when, as far as I can understand, this is one guy who is a multi-instrumentalist who more than likely goes in the studio and writes his own songs, and then he hops on each instrument and kind of does it himself. And that is amazing to me. I love that work. I love the idea of going in being everything in the song, one person, multi-tracking. And especially when you get into the vocals, and it's a very cool thing to be able to go into a vocal booth and hear your own voice, and in your head hear multiple voices doing multiple different things, and then being able to convey that onto your canvas, which is these audio files, and layering them. This is the type of song where it's like, that starts off and it gets very airy, and then the second verse kicks in and it's perfect, because now you've got full drum set, you've got a new groove, it's less airy, it's more punchy, it's more driven by, now you've got kind of a more rigid rhythm section as you go through the second verse. And it's cool because this type of song, like, there is a heaviness to it, but it's not heavy like heavy music metal-wise. The production is such that it's heavier sonically. It sounds heavy, but I didn't hear like a riff. I didn't hear like a guitar riff in it, but there was more of like acoustic guitar, drums, bass, vocals. Now there's a synth. There's a synth line throughout it that's more or less like, again, it's like an airy type, you know, overarching sound throughout it, and there's multiple things doing that. So now, you know, the visuals of flying over something because you're in the clouds and it's like spaced out and you're kind of floating is almost the visual or the feeling that you get throughout the song. And man, that's so cool. One of the notes that I took down is I would love to be in the studio seeing the type of work that goes into a song like this. That's one of the fascinations that I've always had is music production. You know, to do it all over again for, you know, a college major, I probably would have done that if I, you know, had my ducks in a row and getting things set up so I could have more of a career in that. Because, oh man, to be some of my favorite artists, you don't really always get to see the behind the scenes things. They keep that kind of guarded. And this is the type of music that I would love to see this guy just go to work. You know, is he bringing that song to the studio on an acoustic and he's jamming out with some session musicians? Or is he bringing it in? He going with a click track? Are you recording, you know, your acoustic guitar and then you're going sitting behind the drums and kind of feeling it out? And you put the song together all yourself and then you jump in that vocal booth and are you, you know, singing the song and stuff like that? So I've always had a fascination with that. So I've always wanted to, I think a few years ago, almost 10 years ago now, I won some sort of like studio time for an acoustic competition And I remember just thinking about it in my head and being like, I don't want studio time, but man, I would just love to just use that time and like just go sit in the studio while somebody else recorded music, because that's something that I love to watch. I love to watch documentaries about the making of music, you know, Queen's Night at the Opera, and seeing all the behind the scenes stuff about them using different experiments on making different noises, because back in the day they had to do different things. And then every time that like a band like Metallica or Silverchair go into the studio and they do different things, like I think one of the coolest things I saw once was Metallica for one of their albums, you know, they needed a certain sound though, so they brought in a shotgun, and they wouldn't shoot the shotgun, they would pump the shotgun, like reload the shotgun for a certain sound, or close the barrel, I guess, and it would give a certain sound. Or like, you know, and there's a certain Silverchair song where the vocalist would do 8 layers of the same vocal note, but the 9th layer would be off by 1, like a fraction of a note, so the actual song would create this like buzzing, like it sounded like a beehive. And that like trickery in the studio, as long as you're doing it in earnest and you're doing it to experiment, I think that's the coolest thing. So yeah, this song is, I'm gonna check out more of Fink's stuff. Good suggestion, Sade. I really like that. I thank you for throwing that in there. That's what this is about, you know, the wild card segment. Can't always promise it'll always be good songs, because who knows, but I think in the last 2 weeks, had good results with actually all the songs. So I definitely thank everybody for listening, if you've listened this far. Definitely working on getting the kind of the kinks out. I think we had a better week this week. Last week was kind of an introduction. This week, kind of hitting our stride, especially with that Nav song. I can't get that out of my head. That guy's having a rough night, you know? You know, just, as you go forward, you know, keep your ears open for new music. Don't let preconceived notions of genres and things that you don't like stop you from listening to great music. 'Cause I've learned 4 new songs, 5 new songs this week that are going on my playlist, man. And, you know, music shapes our lives. You got to fill more of your life with things that you enjoy and stop worrying about things that you don't enjoy. And because we all have things that we have to deal with. You got a job, you got to go do that 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. You might as well fill the other however many hours with things that you do enjoy. So I think I'm going to close off for this week. Thanks for listening. Next week will be another 5 songs. I hope the lineup is as good as it has been. So thanks everyone. Again, you know, if you have any suggestions, any questions, any comments, any feedback, it's chromepodcast@hotmail.com. And I hope everybody has a great week.